Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
Point of order. First of all, did you hear Adam's cheap shot at you when you're walking out?
No, what was it? I missed it.
You said Maroon 5. I'm going to the Maroon 5 concert, and I'm wearing this maroon jacket. And Adam goes, original idea. I mean, took a cheap shot.
Wow, I didn't even catch it.
Dave, you heard it, right?
Yeah, something
he
like
said
deal.
He forgot.
No, that's
to...
never been done before.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
And then I just was told by Lindsay Peterson that in the newsroom, we have treats in there.
We forgot to tell you
we have treats in there. And Dave, who's the person we love the most at this radio station?
Our conduit to the newsroom.
Who do we love the most? Who's our conduit in the newsroom? We normally are not allowed in the newsroom. I mean, they're busy reviewing stories from last year that they can recycle.
Oh, stop it.
And there's...
Bundt cakes. Little Bundt cakes.
Oh.
I love my big, fat Greek wedding when the mom goes, when she got given a Bundt cake. First, she kept Bundt cake.
Bundt cake.
Bundt. There's a hole in the middle.
Yeah. I think that's obscuring how hurt Dave and I are.
I'm trying to deflect. I'm trying to move into a different
How do you
direction.
Feel, Dave? Is you know, that...
I mean, listen, you guys. You're not... You're capable of walking. You have information now.
Right.
Walk down the hallway.
Well,
and so open the box. There are several probably left, and there are lots of different varieties as this nothing but Bundt cake organization is coming to town.
Oh, we're capable of walking, but we like to give the newsroom great deference. So we stay out of there, right, Dave? Isn't that our policy?
Well, not only that. I mean, if we're offering us to partake, would have been nice for you to do it instead of having to hear it from the boss.
Yeah.
Oh, I ought to have said, by the way, guys, there are...
I thought one for all for one. Mm-hmm. We're like the Musketeers, the three Musketeers, the three of us.
D'Artagnan over here.
Yeah.
Turnly against the group.
Yeah.
You know, my
Watch
issue...
that sword.
My issue is that, as you know, I make an weak
a lot
attempt,
of money.
Weak attempt to avoid sugar, trying to sort of think about a healthier life. It's impossible around here. I come in and I'm like, God dang it, there's some Bundt cakes.
Probably doesn't help that one of your coworkers you have to work with every day is always saying, where's our treat today?
And then wants me to partake.
Yeah. And by the way, there I left you a sliver of the chocolate brownie.
Of course I ate it.
Did you eat it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Well, by the way, how did you know I wasn't saving that for myself?
Because you set it on my flipping desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty big indication
that you wanted
me to eat it.
No, there's still a little bit in the fridge.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that. I mean, I'm just like a moth to flame.
What do you care?
I know. I really shouldn't
care. Like 2 pounds is real. Oh, my God. I'm a new person now. I didn't have that Bundt cake. I'm 0.2 tenths of a pound down. Woo! It's a new me. You know.
Numbers mean things for some of us.
Yeah, they do.
0.9.
Me. Yeah, exactly.
Should we do traffic and weather?
We did both.
We already did.
We did them already.
We just got to hit the thing.
Thank you. How is your economy? That's the question right now. I want feedback, 651-461-9226. I bring that up because the Fed, as expected, at the top of the hour, cut the rate by another quarter. That was expected. If you've listened to the show for a while, you would normally expect one of two individuals beyond Brian Sullivan from CNBC. And we're down on Sully because Sully now has a show on the same time our show.
Boo.
A great guest of this show. He's really, really good. And now, right now, you know what he's saying to us? Dead to me.
Yeah.
He's got to do his own deal. Another great, great guest, our guy Brian Belsky. Well, can we go public with this?
I don't know if we can go public with it. I'm not confident.
Okay. Well, we can't have Belsky on today.
There's reasons. He's got issues.
Belsky's going to be on soon, but due to this thing off to the side, which we cannot discuss, no Belsky and no Sully. How is your economy? Because I was looking before, and you know the stock market is soaring. It's almost like, outside of COVID, you could make the two of us president and the stock market would soar. As long as we have AI, whatever the it thing is for the 4 or 5 years, and if you have money available to you, get your money into one of those things, this Magnificent Seven, and then NVIDIA, what, up to $5 trillion with NVIDIA? So, but that's a divide, because that is a portion of our economy, which many people can be a part of, directly or indirectly. There's tens and tens and tens and tens of millions of people who are not in the stock market. So if you're just going to say, well, here's an indication of the economy, look at the market setting records. Yeah, this is a part of the conversation we've had a bunch the last not 6 months, forever. The separation between the haves and the have-nots just gets bigger by the day. And if you were able to stay in the market or stay in your other investments and ride out the pandemic, as awful as it was, and you're still in it, you're great. But guess what? Tens of millions of people were fired. Tens of millions of jobs just don't exist anymore. And again, for some of the folks who just offer up repugnant, insulting comments about SNAP benefits, that could be any one of us any day. Like the text, hit by a car, you lose your job or something. So how is your economy? Because the president, you know, when he came down the escalator, what was it? I'm going to be the strongest on immigration, and also I'm a businessman. I know how to run businesses. That's what I've done my entire life. And I'll be honest, when I could put aside just the racial animus of the opening escalator speech, when you're talking about, now, wait a second, instead of just a career-long politician, we're going to actually have somebody in business? I kind of thought that was intriguing, more than kind of thought. And then I heard more of it, and I just thought, wow, this guy's not for me. He just says too many insulting things. And then I hoped when he was elected that potentially he would go to that almost third party, but no, it's just MAGA, 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 MAGA. So the president is polling in the first term. Guess what? It was great on the economy. In the second term, it's almost the opposite. I saw something the other day, plus 20% at key points in the president's first term, and there are a number of polls that show minus 20 in the economy. For most of us, what is our economy? It is our paycheck. It's our mortgage. It's groceries. It's paying a car. It's, can I help out my kids? Can I have some enjoyment in my life? Can I travel occasionally? Can I pay off my student loans? There's a lot of things that are the core part of it. And to say everybody's economy is terrible or everyone's economy is great, Dave, that I don't think it ever exists when everybody's great, right? We've had really good moments. You think of a lot of Reagan. was great. A lot of Clinton was great. Part of Bush was awfully good. Obama, the recovery wasn't as strong as some, but was pretty good. There was part of Trump that was pretty darn good. The Biden recovery, part of it, pretty good. But when it can be terrible for almost everybody, it's like the 1929, 1987, the Bush housing collapse, COVID. So how is your economy? You go first. How would you say your economy is right now?
Split.
Okay.
In that,
I think that's a good answer.
We have investments, 401ks, a couple IRAs that seem to, even through the pandemic, they were doing fine and they still are seemingly doing well. As you said, the stock market's been kicking butt.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from when there's freaking out over tariffs and we have a couple days here and there where there's major sell-offs, the stock market's bounced back every single time and mm-hmm. is doing very well. So those things are great. The difference is, though, in the day-to-day. It's the, okay, well, the money we bring in, what we have to pay out for mortgage, other bills, et cetera, all those mm-hmm. things, we're luckily able to save and keep funding those IRAs and 401ks and, college plan stuff for the girls. Doesn't feel like there's as much left as there used to be.
I think that's a really good point on that last part. I think there are a lot of people in this country who feel like that if they look at where they were, and again, this includes the pandemic, so let's even just go 10 years, that unless they're part of the haves, and I don't, define wherever the haves are, they feel a lot of tread and water.
Mm-hmm. They
feel a lot of, I'm really where I was then, and, I'm in the same apartment, or I'm in the same house, and I wanted us to be in a better house, and I wanted maybe to have a better job. I wanted to move up maybe out of this company or with this company. I was hoping we'd travel more. I was hoping we could feel like we could have another child at this point. There's too much of that happening.
Yeah. Like I said, we can – saving for retirement seems like it's going okay.
Yeah.
But, a lot of people can probably say that too. Yeah, I'm putting money away, but I'd also like a little leftover to have some fun now while I'm young.
Absolutely.
And can enjoy it. And,
right.
Obviously retirement and a long, happy retirement is not guaranteed to anybody. We could be gone before that. We could have medical issues as we retire shortly thereafter. So
how is your economy and how would you evaluate the first, 10 months of the president's economy? Because this is historically factual that a lot of people will say, and it's not just presidents making excuses, but that if you're going to offer up new distinct differences, it can take a couple years to go through the entirety of the economy to reflect what you were hoping was going to be positive. And many times it is. Other times it's completely the wrong message. And the tariff part, the tariff part is hard because the government is taking in a lot of money. All of a sudden the other day he's talking about $21 trillion. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Never been hotter.
We were a dead country. We were a dead country. Now we're the hottest country. But it is good for our government to bring in significant money, which we have from tariffs, not $21 trillion. We'd be getting rid of our debt by next year. We'd have no debt. But do we benefit from the person in Lakeville? Mary and Steve and their kids, are they better off because the federal government now has, the billions and billions it's getting from tariffs? You could say long term, indirectly, yes, but doesn't make their trip to Hy-Vee cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make the car payments cheaper. Doesn't mean they can put aside as much as they want to of their paycheck in the 401k. So what do you think about the overall economy and more in particular your economy? Are you better off now than you were 1 year ago? And give me details. Would love phone calls, because then we really can hear your story. You can say, this has been great. I'm absolutely in a better spot, and that is tremendous. Or I'm not, and here's why. And I know it's not easy. You might not have the time for a phone call, and there might be other shows that take more calls than ours, because there are, and we like our texts a lot too. But calls would be great here, and if texts are better, that's fine. 651-461-9226. Here's a way to find out if potentially you can save money and be in a little better position. You reach out to my friend Amber Scholl in American Family. That's American Family Insurance. Because for almost everybody listening, you have some sort of vehicle that you're driving. And not for most in this case, because there's plenty of people listening who live in an apartment, or plenty of people listening who are staying at somebody else's house. But there are obviously a large percentage of folks who might have a condo, might have a home, might have a cabin, and you have to have insurance. So with both of these entities, with the car or the home, do you know if you have the best rate? I'll tell you how you can find out. Amber Scholl, teamscholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. You might say, I'm just going to call American Family. Get it? I'd rather call Amber and her team, explain where you're at, let them explain how they can help you out, and maybe you switch, maybe you switch right away, maybe you're with this office for a long time like I've been, or maybe just find out what you have is really good. Do it today. TeamScholl.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a pretty good voice.
Yeah, it is. Feels like she should be bigger than she got.
Right? She had the kind of 2002-03 somewhere in there, emergence, where it was, yep, Nora Mania.
Couple albums, right, I think?
Couple. And Come Fly Away With Me and, mm-hmm, other songs. And then, I don't know, in the teens, was she still big?
I don't think so.
Do we hear from her now at all?
Not a lot. Now she's still out touring, but, I mean, not doing, obviously, big shows like she used to.
Yeah, surprise. Nora Jones. Jan on the economy. We're talking about the economy. Where are you at right now? What do you think the overall economy, but more in particular, your economy? How are you doing? Jan, thanks for a listen, and go ahead.
Hi. Well, thanks for taking my call. You know, my husband and I are both working adults, both have jobs. We are blessed to have money in, you know, stocks and bonds and annuities and things. So we are, I think, ahead of a lot of people in the state of Minnesota. And we have four grown daughters that are all college educated, working. The dollar is not stretching. Costs are going up. The raises that you get at work just are not keeping up with the cost of living. Our electricity bills are going up. My daughter, who has a 2-year-old in daycare, that's a second house payment. And you know, the thought of our health insurance policy is doubling if something doesn't happen with, you know, the House and Congress coming together and having some sort of a compromise and working this out. This is affecting everyday people in a really, really negative way. And we have federal workers. We are a military family. We currently have two family members serving. They're not getting paid right now. This is to the point of ridiculous. And so, you know, where I'm coming from, my background is I have a 28-year career in nonprofit management. I'm currently working at United Way Greater Twin Cities. And I can tell you that the people who are going to really hurt from these SNAP benefits not taking effect on Saturday, they're done, are not just the very low income. There's not that 10. So in the state of Minnesota, about 10% of our residents live, actually the greater Twin Cities, live at about 10% live at about the at or below poverty.
Correct.
But the other staggering percentage is 36% of Minnesotans in the Twin, in the greater Twin Cities are living paycheck to paycheck. That's working adults, asset restrained. And they are working and they are living paycheck to paycheck. And one bad thing happens and they fall off that cliff. They're the families that are going to the food shelves. They're the families that are benefiting from the SNAP. So they... People think that it's like the homeless or the very, very, very poor. It's 36% of working adults.
You make so many good points, Jan. I got to jump in, but I want to say a couple of things. First of all, thank you so much for reflecting how many, many people feel. Because I think your story is no exaggeration. Tens and tens of millions of people in this country. Also, thank you for your nonprofit work and to your family members in the military. Thank them also.
Also, I just want to put a really quick thing in here. The Greater Twin Cities United Way, we sponsor and pay for a 211 hotline, 24/7, 365. Anyone can call that if they find themselves in a situation where they can't figure out what to do or where to turn. Anyone can call it. 211. We also have the 988 suicide prevention.
Right. Yep.
But 211, I think, is one of the biggest kept secrets. People don't know about it, and it shouldn't be a secret. So if you find yourself struggling, you don't know what to do, and you need help, call 211, and someone on that line, trained professionals, will help you.
Jan, I would rather hear you than Adam Carter. So I'd like you to call Brad Lane, take Adam off the air. You're great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Many texts. My economy really sucks. Got nailed for $15,000 tax. Left is broke. Could not talk my wife into paying quarterly. So I'm a burden. Can't seem to get it back together. It's tough. So my economy is not good right now. More texts. I live in both worlds. Stocks are great, but I'm not retired yet. Make a good salary, but still walk to the grocery store and still feel scared about our economy. Trump has no idea about grocery costs and is insulting when he says prices are dropping. It is insulting. It's just a lie. He literally is looking people in the eye, including, who knows, 30 million of his voters. And he's telling him that grocery prices have dropped, and they haven't. They have not. This old-fashioned term called groceries.
Beautiful word.
Right. And I get it that he grew up at a point where he can't identify with groceries. Okay. That doesn't mean he can't tell the truth. And again, his favorite word is tariffs. And it's not his entire fault. Absolutely, positively not. There's a lot of things he inherited too. And he can't snap your fingers. But it's just something so essential. That people either, there's some people go to the grocery store, every day to get their meal or once a week, and you see it every single day. So come on, Mr. President. That should be one thing you can just tell the damn truth. The difference between more texture, the difference between Main Street, Wall Street, and the Great Disparity, just an example of the equitable balance of income in this country between the CEOs and others. I'll just make this point again. We have to find some way to narrow that gap. And I think we also have to find some way to do that, Dave, without turning every CEO, every creative person, every person who's been essential to that job and the, God knows, thousands of jobs wouldn't exist without this person. Okay. So are there some CEOs who are just sitting there and doing nothing, playing golf, walked into it? Sure. There's a lot of others who are brilliant, and without them, the jobs wouldn't exist. So just turning every person who has success into the boogeyman, to me, is the wrong approach.
It's the point of the country, right? It's the point of capitalism. You should be able to make all that you can possibly make, but I also don't fault anybody for seeing, you know, bonuses that Elon's getting at Tesla and saying,
correct,
really? Really? This right. guy needs that many billion dollars
it's
more?
Yeah, it's crazy. I found that even fair-minded small business Republicans agreed the 90s under Clinton were good. The if you put aside his morals, right, and that's a big put aside, what they were offering up, Bill Clinton's policies, especially after they got whipped in 94 and they went with the triangulation, more of a centrist approach, he'd have no chance to get a nomination for the Democrats right now, which is an enormous problem. Just like, dirty little secret, Ronald Reagan would have no chance to get the nomination because he's not MAGA enough right now. You know, another thing here. Well, let's pause because let's stay with this because we can stay with it. It's such an enormous part. Let's one more segment because a lot of texts are coming in your economy and we'll work into other things, including a little more on the stock market and it's soaring. But it really doesn't help you day to day in a lot of ways. More of this show in moments on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.